And welcome to a new edition of Mercenary Musings Radio, a bi-weekly audio program featuring mining analyst and commodities expert, the mercenary geologist, Mickey Folk. We are your most trusted source for in-depth analysis and commentary on commodities, mining, and the junior resource sector. We don't get to do this very often, back-to-back, face-to-face interviews with the mercenary geologist himself, Mickey Folk, buddy, downtown Toronto Watering Hall. Mickey, you've been in town for a little while now. You've been on BNN, appearance on Business News Network. You've been at the Cambridge House Resource Conference. How's it been?
It's been good, Rob. Things are looking up. General optimism in the business, which we haven't seen for quite some time.
Okay, general optimism in the business. How are you viewing the markets right now, Mickey? Because, you know, it went through quite a rough patch. We're zeroing in mainly, I think, on the mining stocks, the junior explorers right now. TSX Venture, year to date, I think it's down about 12% or so. You pointed out to me earlier, though, that's a deep loss, but you know what? That's a heck of a lot better from where the market was not too long ago, isn't it?
Yeah, we're up about 10% since the lows were hit, if memory serves, sometime in July. So things are looking better as we expected. Everybody comes back to work post-Labor Day, and then we had Draghi and Bernanke come in with new rounds of quantitative easing in both Europe and the U.S. That gave a big boost in the precious metals markets, and even the copper market responded positively to that.
Okay, when you look at the fundamentals out there right now, Mickey, where these stocks are trading at, also the projects that these exploration companies are on right now, their prospects, are there some good opportunities out there at the present time? Would you consider how beaten down some of those share prices are?
Well, absolutely. These are buying opportunities. The real opportunities, though, existed in July and August. So you're buying things on the uptick right now. But that's not such a bad thing because we never know when bottoms are coming in. You could never predict. We think that we would have a post-Labor Day rally. We've seen some indications of that. So one of the most encouraging things I see right now is the smart money starting to come in to the junior resource sector again. There are private placements being sponsored by some of the heavy hitters in this business, and you didn't see that probably since somewhere pre-PDAC back in March. So some of the smart money is starting to move. The contrarians like myself are seeing opportunities, and perhaps now is a good time to buy.
Okay. One area of, I guess you could say, investor frustration in the mining sector in terms of buying mining stocks, the producers, at the producer level, we've seen the price of gold continue to rise. Gold equities have been underperforming that price movement in bullion. Now, the gap has lowered, but it's still a pretty wide spread. Tell us about the factors behind that spread and why we are now starting to see some improvement.
Well, for one thing, the gold miners have not performed admirably for their stockholders for something on the order of 10 years, and I think that caught up with them. And there's been increasing pressure amongst investors to force at least the major gold companies to start giving significant dividends to their shareholders, which they've been reluctant to do. The business model has been grow production every year, grow reserves, and it's very hard to do that because of the amount of gold that's mined every year. Something on the order of a Carlin trend is mined every year. We have to find another Carlin trend. That's very difficult to do. In addition, the gold equities will always lag the price of gold. So we will expect gold equities, especially the miners, to do some catching up now. The gold price was flat all summer long. Now we've got the monetary stimulus again, which has brought in the speculators to the gold business again. Price was up somewhere well over $100 in the 5 days post Draghi and then Bernanke came in. So we would expect that precious metals will be strong. We have the seasonal buying.
Indian wedding season.
Yes, yep. Indian wedding season. Ramadan, too. Ramadan India wedding season, then followed by U.S. Christmas, as Frank Holmes refers to it, as the gold love trade. Mm-hmm. So we've got that coming up, and then the Chinese New Year in February of next year. So that seasonally is always a good time for gold. We expect gold to be strong over the course of the fall, with one exception. Generally what happens is the last couple of weeks of December, you can see gold go down, and that's because all balance of payments, all settlements are due in U.S. dollars at year end, so that kind of strengthens the dollar, will give perhaps a little bit of a buying opportunity in gold the last half of December.
Yeah. Can I ask you then, where do you see the most opportunities? And I think you like to judge companies on an individual basis, project by project basis, so you're very much bottoms up. But looking at it from the top down, would you think there are more opportunities in the precious metals area of mining right now, or the base metals? Because when we talk base metals, it's great to have the monetary policy driving that U.S. dollar down, lifting the price up, but also Chinese economic growth has been slowing.
Well, it has, and it could not continue at 10%. And to be real frank with you, you really don't ever know if the numbers coming out of China actually mean anything. You can go and read John Williams' shadow government statistics, and he'll tell you the numbers coming out of Washington don't really have very much reality to them. So
you could say that about some of the corporate reporting that we've seen over the past 10 years, too. People have ended up behind bars for that.
Well, they certainly have. So, but markets are all about are kind of touchy-feely. It's all about panic and greed, and the way people feel about the market now. It's the philosophy of the market. Yeah. So markets, at least in the short term, never really move on fundamentals as much as they do on emotion. What we have to do is rein in our emotions and trade very matter-of-factly, develop a program and stick with it, and never buy on panic and greed. So
Reining in your emotions, what areas are you kind of zeroing in on with your homework right now?
Well, I tell you the truth, I'm looking at some specialty metals. I'm looking to branch out. I cover a couple of gold companies. I have, I think, enough exposure to gold explorers right now. And what I'm looking at are a couple of specific specialty metals, which I mentioned on BNN a few days ago. And for anybody interested, can go listen to that interview.
They will, but could you give us a tip? What metals are you referring to specifically?
Well, I think tungsten and antimony have kind of struck my fancy right now. So I'm looking for good projects. I'm looking for good companies. At this stage, I'm sitting on the fence. I haven't found what I wanted, but we got tracks on a couple of things that look interesting, and my subscribers will be the first to know when I make a move into any one of these new commodities.
Okay, one commodity which has really struggled over the past year or so, showing no signs of an upturn, and I think we were expecting an upturn by now, was uranium following the nuclear disaster in Japan. Are you surprised that uranium is as low as it is?
I am. The spot price has gone down throughout the summer. We expect that, but I actually expected a rise in the price starting in mid-September. Now we are in very late September at the time of this interview, and we still haven't seen that occur. But I take a very long-term view of the uranium industry. So, you know, the first time I started saying uranium was going to move was in January of 2009. It did not move till October of 2010, but I was very well prepared for that. If you're a contrarian, patience is always a virtue. So pick your stocks now and sit back and wait, and at some point you will be rewarded.
You're contrarian, you're patient. You like the uranium sector right now in terms of doing some homework, zeroing in on some companies, looking at some good prospects?
No, I liked it better in June and July when I was actually buying, because there have been significant moves among the best of the uranium explorers and developers in the United States. They're up somewhere 20, 30, 40% over the last couple of months, and that does not mean that the opportunities aren't still there, but it's probably time to move now, because you don't want to buy these things when they're on a roaring uptick, and some of them have been on very nice upticks lately.
Yeah. And of course, what we're talking about here is probably one of the toughest things for an investor to do, is to look beyond those gut-wrenching declines that we've seen in the share prices of many junior companies, and bite the bullet and get in there and buying, knowing full well that you're running against the herd. You're trying to get through a doorway that people are just coming out from the other direction.
Isn't well, it's true, and you really have to grow a pair a lot of times in this business to be successful. And you have to move before the markets move, and it does take some. That's risky, and it does take some guts to do that. But that's how the big money is made in any market.
Okay, I want to squeeze in a comment here on silver and wrapping up. Mickey, you mentioned you're zeroing in right now on several specialty metals, but what about silver, up 21% year-to-date? Always a volatile ride in silver, a much thinner market, of course, than gold, but what are your thoughts on this area?
Well, when gold goes up, silver usually goes up more, and when gold goes down, silver usually goes down more. It's a more volatile metal. If I were to look at any precious metal right now, I might be taking a hard look at the platinum market. It got very beat up. It's made a recovery, but with the violent strikes,
South Africa,
and production coming off in South Africa, I'm fairly bullish on platinum right now.
Okay, nice way to wrap it up, Mickey. Great to chat with you. Always a good time when we get together in Toronto. Thanks very much. We're going to do it all over again in a couple of weeks from now, unfortunately, over the phone. Any idea what you want to talk about, or should we just touch base between now and then? We'll figure it out.
No, exactly. We're going to talk about the last alkaline earth metal, and that's radium, which was the first radioactive element ever discovered. Quite an interesting story on radium.
Okay, looking forward to it. Mickey, thanks very much, and travel safe, sir.
Thanks a lot, Rob.
That's Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. And you can always hear Mickey's latest opinion exclusively on mercenarygeologist.fm and kitco.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.